Tonight is a very special night. It's the night that Jesus gave us his body and blood and then showed us what we must do after we receive the body and blood of Jesus. The emphasis tonight is on service. Both actions, the giving of body and blood of Christ and the washing of feet, cannot be separated. We as Catholics have to understand that Eucharist and washing of the feet are one and the same for us. And why? Here's why. When we receive the Eucharist, we become the Eucharist so that we can be Eucharist to others. Listen to what St. Augustine says about that. We must feed the body of Christ to the people of God until they know that they are what they eat. That's powerful. That's powerful. Shortly, we're going to be asked to come forward and to have our feet washed. Let's keep in mind that the person that is washing your feet and our feet is the very embodiment of Jesus Christ himself. And then God calls us to go and do the same. Now, let me give you an example. God may call us to do big things or very small things that give us the opportunity to wash someone's feet. I want to tell you a story about something very simple, but yet very powerful. 2 days ago, I went over to a car dealer to bring my car in for service very early. I went into the counter, and there's about four men, you know, workers around, and got all my paperwork done, told them what I need to happen. And then there's this fellow that was near the door, came walking toward me. He's the chauffeur. In other words, when you bring your car, they give you a ride home. And he come running up to me and he says, "Why do you always look so happy?" And I said, "The Lord." And I said it loud enough for everyone to hear it. That simple little act of speaking the truth wash the feet of everyone there. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus did this for us, this was nothing about being inferior or superior. It was relational, which is full of friendship. And that's what Jesus did for us. He made us whole. Now we are equipped to go out and wash the feet of others. Amen.